Chapter 6. The Investigation Begins. Chief Inspector Heat, a detective in the London police, was having a cup of tea when he received an urgent message to go to the Assistant Commissioner's office. The Assistant Commissioner was his direct boss, although he rarely showed interest in the work of Heat and the other detectives. He preferred to spend his time eating lunch with government officials. Heat neither liked nor respected his boss. "I was promoted to Chief Inspector because I'm a good policeman. The Assistant Commissioner got his job only because he's a good politician," he thought. As Heat made his way to his boss's office, he wondered what he wanted. "I've just received a telegram from Greenwich," the Assistant Commissioner said when Heat arrived. "There's been a bombing there. The bomber was killed. It was probably one of your anarchists." The Assistant Commissioner stood up and walked to the window. He was a tall, thin man and was always well-dressed. "As you know, one of my duties is to watch what the anarchists in London are doing. In fact, I'm the police expert on the anarchists," said Chief Inspector Heat. "I've been watching their activities for several years. They haven't planned a bomb attack for a long time. I know, because I even have an informant in the group." "Perhaps you were misinformed," the Assistant Commissioner said with a small, nasty smile. He disliked Chief Inspector Heat. Heat didn't show enough respect to his superiors, and the Assistant Commissioner had noticed that Heat didn't call him Sir. "You'd better go to Greenwich Park and begin your investigation." When Heat arrived at the park, a policeman showed him the scene of the explosion. Heat examined the area carefully. Then he and the policeman went to the nearby morgue to examine the bomber's body. The policeman lifted the sheet off a table, and Chief Inspector Heat felt ill when he saw the pieces of the body that lay there.
"It was hard work gathering up all the body parts, but I think they're all there," the policeman said.
Heat wished the policeman wouldn't describe things so clearly.
"When did you arrive at the scene?" Heat asked, looking away from the table. "Immediately after the bomb exploded, sir," the policeman answered. "I was in the park. When I heard the explosion, I ran toward the observatory as fast as I could."
"What else did you find at the scene?" Chief Inspector Heat asked. The policeman took him to another table, where there was a small pile of torn and burned pieces of cloth.
"I found these in the area," he said. "They're probably from the bomber's clothes."
As Heat looked through the things on the table, the policeman continued.
"I think he fell over the root of a tree. I've done it myself. Big tree roots come out of the ground all over the park. He fell, and the bomb exploded. That's what I think."
"You may be right," said Heat. He picked up a piece of blue cloth.
"Oh, that cloth reminds me," said the policeman. "Before you arrived, I spoke to a witness, a woman who saw two men come out of the train station near the park shortly before the explosion. She said that one was a big, heavy man, and the other was small and thin. The small man was carrying a bag and was wearing a blue coat."
As he was listening to the policeman, Heat examined the cloth. He moved closer to the window to see the cloth better. Then he saw something very interesting. "Here's a clue," he thought. "But what does it mean?" He quickly put the piece of blue cloth in his pocket, even though it was against police regulations for him to take away evidence.
"Thank you," Chief Inspector Heat said to the policeman. "You've been very helpful. I've finished here."